You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Swiss corporation, Nestle, wants to increase how much water it takes from a well in Everett, Michigan. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality used something called the Water Withdrawal Assessment Tool. It's a computer modeling program, and it determined the increase from 250 gallons of water a minute to pumping out 400 gallons a minute from one well might have a negative impact on nearby streams and rivers. It gave the plan to pump more water the lowest grade possible. MDEQ officials overruled the computer's assessment, calling it too conservative. Public hearings are to be held, and so far 14,000 people have submitted comments, and almost all of them have been opposed to the increase in water extraction. Joining us now is the city manager of Everett, Zach Zakas. I understand Nestle buys some of its water for the Ice Mountain Bottling Plant from the Everett distribution system. How important is that revenue for the city of Everett?
How important?
Yeah.
It's extremely important to us. We basically, they are a water customer like all of our residents are. And a reduction in that revenue would hurt our water and sewer side, so we depend on them as a customer.
I understand you had another large customer in the city, but it made some conservation efforts and reduced its use of water. How did that affect the city of Everett?
Drastically. For example, you take, they were purchasing 500 million gallons a year to basically, they were just purchasing the water to cool down their robotics, and then they were shooting it back out in a cooling pond. So they went from almost 500 million gallons a year to about 115.
How many of these wells does Everett own, and how many does Nestle own or operate?
Nestle doesn't own any of the wells in our city. Basically, what we do is we set aside wells 7 and 13A, and they're designated to Nestle, but the city still owns them. They're type 2 wells, and basically they're spring water wells, but the city still owns those wells. But they maintain them maintenance-wise.
So it operates them?
They operate them. They maintain them. They keep the maintenance up on them and things like that. So basically, they pay the same as the residential customer, $3.50 per 1,000 gallons they pump out of those wells to the city of Everett.
So that's a major income source for you. It's not just like you're splitting the wells. They actually pay the same rate as residents do then.
That's correct.
There was or is concern about a contaminant called perchlorate. How did that get into the water?
Oh, my gosh. Historically, we would have never known about it, but, you know, Nestle has to test and sample for things that, because they do sell to the public, things that we are not required to test through the state of Michigan, the DEQ. So for the last 50 years, I'm going to say 40 or 50 years, we have been having these beautiful fireworks every year, and basically what happened is that what we figured out was causing the perchlorate in our well field was the explosive shooting off the fireworks. The fallout would land in our well field, and the perchlorate's really water soluble. And once it hit, rain got on it or whatever, basically it would wash off the chemicals and it would go into our groundwater.
What kind of amounts are we talking about?
Well, it varies because we've been diligent at trying to. Originally, it varies because we have like 6 wells in that area. So, for example, let's use well 3 in our wellhead protection area. There were some testing that was like at 15 parts per billion. Now, the only 2 states in the United States that regulate it is Massachusetts and California. And Massachusetts only requires 2 parts per billion. And California is at 6 parts per billion.
Although it is one of the chemicals that the EPA is considering making some kind of limits on. But you're right, that's true.
That is true. But we've been waiting for several years for them to make a decision, and they still haven't made a decision or told us what the requirement's going to be, nor has the state of Michigan.
So you have an idea of what the levels are, but you have no idea whether that's below what might be regulated or above.
Lester, it was brought to our attention in early January, April 2015. Nestle brought it to our attention. And the reason they brought it to our attention, because we do designate 2 wells to them. And for example, when you pump spring water, you have to have non-detectable perchlorate anywhere. So basically, they're not even pumping out of one of our wells right now because there were really, really small signs of perchlorate being there, so they shut their well down.
What's being done to remediate that in the meantime?
Well, we received all these NEPSI permits, the National Pollution Discharge Permits. You're familiar with those, correct?
Right.
So basically what they did is the state of Michigan, DEQ, we went through the permitting process, and they're authorizing us to basically we're running our wells, one to waste, and then two other wells are being pumped, and then it's shooting in one of our creeks up here, Twin Creek. And since we started doing this, and for the last year and a half, we're going to be a template for other communities if the EPA or the state of Michigan start regulating perchlorate on how we have remediated or basically removed it from our well field.
So basically you're just pumping it out at this point.
That's correct. It's going in the creek. It ends up going down in the river, and it just flows, and then just basically we're removing it from our well field, yes.
I assume you're shooting off your fireworks somewhere else now.
That's correct. A year and a half ago, the council made a decision, and now we're shooting them off southwest of where our well fields are, and it's out on our airport. And it's all concrete and asphalt. So, and then we started all these different programs that once the fireworks are shot off, the following day we're out there with garbage bags and picking up any fallout there is or anything like that.
Let's go back to this increase in pumping that Nestle wants to do. As I mentioned at the top of the interview, the MDEQ used this water withdrawal assessment tool, and it said it might have a negative impact on nearby streams and rivers. But the MDEQ officials overruled that model's assessment. Why do you think that was done?
They overruled, stating it wouldn't have a negative impact?
They overruled the model, which said there would be a negative impact.
I have no idea because the Nestle Ice Mountain has been studying that piece of property for the last, and they have for the last 16 years. It doesn't make sense to me, and that's my opinion personally. So,
as I mentioned, a lot of Michigan residents oppose allowing Nestle to extract more water. They don't like the idea of the state basically giving away water that gets bottled and sold. What would you tell?
Wait a minute. What about Flint? They're enjoying that bottled water. They need that bottled water.
Well, it's ironic that you bring that up because they're also paying for contaminated water while Nestle basically gets good water for free.
Well, that's an issue that happened a few years ago, and they're correcting that down there in Flint. But what really concerns me or upsets me is they pick on Nestle. They don't go after Dasani or Aquafina or Coca-Cola or Budweiser. They use way more water than Nestle Ice Mountain possibly could use.
Well, they're also using it from the Great Lakes, and it's permitted.
Well, that's correct. And there's nothing. That's 150-gallon increase is a drop in a bucket. Perspective is DEQ allows Crystal Mountain Ski Resort to pump 6,000 gallons per minute to make snow. That's perspective.
So you're telling the people who are concerned about Nestle pumping water from the state of Michigan that it's fair because a lot of companies do it.
Well, I just think that they singled out Nestle Ice Mountain for a small increase, and it doesn't make sense to me. When they allow all these other permits, and it just... And 14,000 of these people don't live in our surrounding area.
It's still a state resource, though. It doesn't...
Well, I understand it's a state resource. But up here, we have we are blessed in Osceola County, Mecosta County. We have lots and lots of water up here. And to take Arlene Vincent's quote from Nestle, who is our manager in this area, there's approximately 250 billion gallons of groundwater in our area. It would take 1,100 years to use it up or dry it up.
So what do you want to tell the people who are opposed to it who don't live in your area?
Well, it has no effect on them. And it won't. And the DEQ and the state of Michigan and with all their rules and regulations, they will never, ever let this go where it becomes a negative impact just because of all the reporting that has to be done. I'm passionate about it because I believe in economic development. Nestle provides a lot of jobs for our people in this area. We're not one of these areas that have a lot of industry, and they've been a really good paying customer to the city of Everett.
How many jobs is that?
Well, in our local area, approximately in Osceola County, and there's a, you know, I could say six or seven people live in our small community. There's probably 38, but then they also draw from Acosta County and the lake and the surrounding area. And they employ a lot of people, and they're thinking of an expansion adding 38 more jobs. So, you know, look at it economic development-wise. If they're not pumping it, there's other bottling companies that will pump it. So it doesn't make sense. And I'd rather buy a bottle of water than a Coca-Cola. There's no sugar in it.
Zach Zakitz is the city manager of Everett, Michigan, where Nestle bottles its Ice Mountain brand of water. Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Lester.